News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
TV presenter Davina McCall has admitted, apparently, that her marriage left her with just one friend. It's the age-old joke that once your friend settles down, they become a distant memory. But does getting married mean having less friends? Journalist and broadcaster Barbara Scully, is this the case? Do you agree?
No, I don't think necessarily it does at all. And I think it's very careless of Ms. McCall to find herself with only one friend and to blame it on her marriage. I'm the mother of, one adult and two kind of old teenage daughters. And it's one of the things we've discussed at home regularly because we've all had friends, usually when they were quite young, who've, you know, first boyfriend, and they become totally and utterly immersed in all of that and engaged with all of that and ignore their friends. And it's one of the things that we've all discussed and think it's a very silly thing to do. But normally once you get older, you know, you realize that that's not a good idea and you don't do that. Your friendships are terribly important, and particularly, I think, for women, our friendships with other women are terribly important. And, you know, friendships ebb and flow. They're like the tide. And I think good friendships can withstand periods when people's lives become so busy. They're usually family life and caring, whether it be for children or for somebody else. And so that you don't have the same time and energy, perhaps, to give to a friendship. But a good friendship will be able to withstand that.
Now, when a couple get together and have a family, the homemaker, in most cases, is usually a woman, and she finds herself at home looking after the children. Now, does that create an unintended sense of isolation for that woman as she finds herself disconnected from her friends and the outside world purely because she's so preoccupied with her family?
I mean, it can do, but not necessarily. And I think it's terribly important that if you're a woman and you're at home, you know, that you make friendships that that are at home with you, if you like. In other words, I gave up work for a period of 10 years to be at home with my friends, which means that I didn't see the friends that I had through work on a regular basis. But I made new friends with parents of other kids who were the same age as my kids. I got to know other women on the road that I lived. And those friendships are just as important now as the friends I would have made in school. And again, I think there's a huge difference between the sexes here. I do think that women understand that it's very important that they have other female friends. And I think that we tend to make that a priority in our lives, regardless of where we are, in a way that, without wishing to sound sexist, that men actually very often don't. In fact, I was thinking about this earlier. Gay Byrne wrote an interesting piece, I think it was earlier this year in the Sunday Independent, where he talked about going out for lunch with his mates, Harry Crosby and John Borman, I think, and John Banzel. And he was saying that they had realized that this was something that women do naturally all through their lives, that they give time and energy to looking out for each other and making time for each other in a way, in fact, that men don't. And that he was only discovering this now at a relatively late period in life, that it was something that everybody should do. Because I think no matter how good your relationships are, having friends outside of that is very, very important. I think it's important to having good mental health as well. You know, to have people that you can trust and that you can discuss all the things that are, you know, things that are bothering you, things that are bad in your life, as well as things that are good in your life. But I think that women naturally are better at doing that than men are.
Though I have to say to you, Barbara, as a man, this is why we spend so much time in the pub chewing the fat and meeting the lads. It's important for us to socialise.
Well, there is that. Yeah, there is that possibly too, yeah. But I don't know if you actually, I mean, this again is going to sound terribly sexist and I'll get murdered, but I do think that women, that we as women tend to have much deeper conversations with each other. I mean, we can talk absolute rubbish as well, but we're much more able to kind of, but I think it's because we're much more in tune. This again is so sexist and I'm going to be murdered. But anyway, I do think that we tend to be in general more in tune with our own emotions. And we're more able to kind of share the inner workings of ourselves and our lives with each other than perhaps men are. Myself and my husband go to a party, right? Or any social gathering where there's a lot of people and everything else. I'll come back and I'll be like, oh my God, did you sense the tension between so-and-so and so-and-so? Or did you see what was going on in the corner over there or whatever? He's like, no. And if he goes out alone and comes back and I'll go, what news? What happened? No, everything's fine.
fine. Everybody's great.